From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello and welcome everyone to our Gospel program. We're delighted to have you with us once again as we gather around the Word of God. Before we turn to the Scriptures, I want to read a portion in the Gospel of Luke, the last chapter, so you can be looking that up while I make just one or two announcements. I'd like to remind our listeners of our mission in our church in Kilskerry. It's into the second week, and already God has been blessing. Hearts have been touched and lives changed. We're rejoicing in the restoration of backsliders and in the conversion of a soul. We have special singing and the preaching of the Word of God with the Reverend John Gray. Lord's Day services, 11:30 in the morning, but it's 3:30 in the afternoon during this time of gospel mission. I'd like to tell you about the new edition of Let the Bible Speak magazine. It's free, and there are a number of very important features in it. An article on the incarnation of the Son of God. There's an article by myself on Mary, and other related articles and information about the broadcast network of the Free Presbyterian Church. Please send for a free copy. Now, we're featuring a sermon tonight that I preached a little while ago. It's called The Danger in Delay, and that full sermon is free. We will be playing an extract in just a moment or two. But first of all, I'm going to read from the Gospel of Luke, and it's the chapter 24, beginning at the verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk, and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, and when they had found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. May God bless his word. Now here is that extract from the sermon that we're featuring this month. The sermon is called Danger in Delay. It's based upon Proverbs chapter 6, the verses 10 and 11. And remember, you can have the full sermon free. It would be an ideal tape to pass on to some friend who is delaying coming to Christ, and you would seek to press on them the urgency of the matter, this is a good tape. Please send for it. Here's the extract now.
My subject this evening is the danger in delay. I'll be away from the pulpit for a little time, and consequently there is always a consciousness of the changes, not only that a day can bring, but a week, a month. And since we do not know what a day brings forth, I feel that I must, before I leave you for a very short season, reiterate this very, very necessary warning, the danger in delay. My text, those two verses in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 10 and 11, in which you have the expression of the sluggard or the slothful, careless man regarding his desire to linger just a little while longer in his slumbers, and the warning of the consequences of this persistent carelessness. Verse 10 reads, get a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. God in these words plainly reminds us that the result of the slothful and lazy man's delaying to rise and get to his work is poverty. That's what comes of that. That's an unbreakable rule. God has written it into the constitution of the universe. Poverty follows the lazy man's putting off, rising up, and getting himself to his calling, to his labors. I want to apply these words and what they teach to an even greater evil, that of the slothful sinner delaying obedience to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the poverty that will result. You'll come to poverty too, my friend, if when you hear the gospel your response is like that of the lazy man lying in his bed when he hears the call to rise and get him to his labors. His response is, just let me lie, I'm so comfortable for a little while. Just a little while longer, then I'll get up. There are sinners who adopt the same attitude to the gospel. Not tonight, not tonight. Just a little while longer. Then I'll respond, then I'll obey. But I want to tell you now that such an attitude, such a response will bring you to poverty. Not the poverty of body, but that eternal poverty that comes to those who die without Christ. The Lord Jesus in Mark chapter 8 and the verse 36 put it like this, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You can lose your soul. That is poverty indeed.
Please turn with me now to that portion we read earlier. Luke chapter 24 and the verses 13 through to the verse 27. We were introduced in these verses to two disciples, very sad disciples, having witnessed the crucifixion and then the empty tomb. They were despondent, confused, disillusioned, disheartened, and their faith was dwindling. And they were leaving Jerusalem because they really had given up all hope. They felt that Christ, having been crucified, was now no more. And the great crusade that he had been leading and of which they had been a part had come to an end. But while they were going in the wrong direction, with weary tread and slow, the Lord Jesus himself drew near. Praise God, he's the good shepherd, and he goes after the straying sheep. What I wish to concentrate upon is the message of the Lord Jesus to these two disciples. They didn't know him. Well, unbelief blinds your eyes to Christ. And the verse we're going to look at in particular is the verse 27, where it says, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Now, as we announced, we're starting in this program a new series of studies, the pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. And strangely enough, we're starting our Old Testament study by looking at a New Testament portion. You see, what I want you to notice in the words that are recorded in the verse 27 is the fact that Christ is everywhere to be found in the Holy Scriptures. There are many people who think that if you want to read about Jesus, you must turn to the New Testament. Well, it's true the New Testament gives us a full revelation of the Savior, but he is also to be found in the Old Testament. You remember the words of the Savior himself. John chapter 5, the verse 39. He said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." And Peter, in Acts chapter 10, and the verse 43, said this, "To him gave all the prophets witness, that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." What did the prophets preach? They all witnessed of Christ. And what was the message they proclaimed? Through him you will receive remission of sins. And that's the message that we have the privilege and the joy of preaching today. That is through Christ that men and women receive remission of sins, just as those who lived at the very dawn of time likewise received remission of sins. I'll read another verse to you, or two actually. It's in Acts and the chapter 26. Acts chapter 26, Paul is speaking. We're looking at verse 22. "Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead." What did Paul preach? Just what the prophets preached. Men and women, I tell you today, Christ is to be found everywhere in the Scripture. And it's going to be my joy over the next few weeks to show you how in the Old Testament we have the most marvelous pictures of Christ. I'll be coming back to this portion next week because I really haven't yet got truly introducing my subject. Thank you for joining me. Remember our mission. Come and visit with us in the services. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.